Hello, welcome everybody. Welcome, this is Mordechai Plotzker. Just some closing thoughts on Parshas Truma, but before we begin, I just wanted to share some thoughts actually on Mishpatim, because I wasn't able to give the share last week. So just a few minutes on Mishpatim and a few minutes on Truma, and God willing, we'll be able to close out with two thoughts. The first is that we know that in Mishpatim we begin with Eved Ivri, and the question that's asked by the uncle of Rav Yosef Caro is, why specifically that mitzvah, to learn about the laws concerning an Eved Ivri? There are so many other categories or subject matters that we can delve into, such as Shabbos, Shemitah, Yovel, Kiddushin, Gerushin, and the list goes on and on and on. And so one answer that's offered is that we were recently Avadim ourselves, so in order to demonstrate our sensitivity to Avadim, especially an Eved Ivri, somebody who was just came out of slavery, so then we would be very sensitive to this subject matter, and it would be something easily digestible. That's actually very good. But there's another one I think that's even deeper, and that is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is concerned about the weakest link in society. Here you have an individual who steals a loaf of bread and doesn't have enough and of his own resources to borrow money from a friend or a neighbor. Actually, the Torah tells us before we left in Parshas Bo, Vayashilum, Klei Kesef, Klei Zav. So we have to build a society where we take care of one another. As the Torah says, Efes Ki Lo Yebecha Evyon, doesn't mean that we don't have people that need help. It means that we help those that are in need. And so when we think about this Eved Ivri, we have to contrast the punishment between the secular penal system and the Judaic one. In the secular prison system, a gentleman comes into the prison and he says, you know, why are you here? And the other person says, well, I murdered 10 people. And you? I just stole a loaf of bread. Oh, you know, after 6 years or 7 years or whatever, however long you plan on being in this prison, we'll teach you how to become a real ganav and a real goslin, and we'll perfect your trade, and you'll become someone far more notorious than what you are today. And we contrast this to the Eved Ivri, who is brought into a Jewish home, and he is exposed to, on Shabbos, Hanukkah, Neros, for example, on Hanukkah, or Shabbos, he has Shabbos candles, and Yom Tovim, and a Divrei Torah, and a Varmkite, and if a person, when he goes to bed at night, if the Baal HaBayis, if the owner of the home, only has one mattress, and he has to give that mattress up to the Eved, if he only has one pillow, the same, one blanket, the same, here you have a Baal HaBayis, you know, who gives up everything for this Eved. And if you asked him, would you rather have a Tamma Chacham come into your home and spend a week or a year or 6 years? Surely he would probably jump at the opportunity to have a Tamma Chacham, a Yerush Shemayim. But why would someone feel comfortable inviting someone else into their home who's been accused of stealing something? And yet, our Torah requires us to do this. And we do so willingly, and we do so happily. And at the end of 6 years, the person is able to now go free. He has a choice. If he goes free, then he'll become a beacon of light unto others. And then we will all bask in his ability to be a provider to those as he was provided to. And if he decides otherwise, then his ear is pierced with a marzeah. A marzeah is the gematria of 400. 400 years, say Chazal, was not enough for you. Then you're an Eved Leolam. The whole point of a child being raised in a parent's home, and the whole point of an individual going into the Jewish home after stealing a loaf of bread, is to become an independent beacon of light onto the nations. And when we demonstrate this, then we've succeeded. And it's interesting, because when we light candles at our Shabbos, some people light with wax candles, some people actually use oil. Mm-hmm. We have to infuse the child with enough resources. In order to demonstrate the success of this endeavor, it's important to recognize that we have to become independent beacons of light onto the nations. Now, there is a very interesting story about Fiorello LaGuardia back in 1934 when he was a judge. An individual, a lady, stole some bread, and she was caught, and she was brought to the judge, you know, Judge LaGuardia, and she explained that her son-in-law left her daughter, and they have two little children at home, and there's no food in the house, and so she had no recourse but to steal a loaf of bread. And so he asked the courtroom, he said, isn't this a shame that a grandmother has to steal a loaf of bread and that society itself doesn't provide for her? And at that point, he reached into his own wallet and the penalty was $10, put in 10 cents.
Oh, okay.
And he encouraged everybody to do the same.
You spoke to
that? out with $14.10. So here we learned from Mishpatim that unlike the Broadway show Les Miserables, where the Jean Valjean, the 24601 individual, always has is stained by an infraction, when a person goes through the Judaic home, when he goes through a Jewish house, and he learns and he sees and he witnesses and he feels the warmth, then surely we are correcting society for the future and not, God forbid, the opposite. So that's one thought on Parshas Mishpatim. And the other thought, just to bring it home to Parshas Truma, is that we have an opportunity to give Zahav, Kesef, and Nechoshes when it comes to Truma. And the question that we can raise by Haggai, the prophet, Liyah Kesef, Liyah Zahav, Amar Hashem. Hashem says, I have everything, so what do I need you to give Zahav, Kesef, and Nechoshes? I don't need any of this stuff. And so when we think about it, we actually can look at the Baal HaTorim, who says that Zahav is Rosh HaTevos, Zeh HaNosin Bari. This is an individual who gives when he's healthy, and he's happy to give. And the second level is Kesef. The silver standard is Kishyesh Sakana Poseach. When there's a danger that someone wants to avert, whether it's illegal, financial, or medical, or anything else, even stress, then they give some extra tzedakah. Kishyesh Sakana Poseach. That's the silver standard, because they're motivated to act. And the last is, there's no ability to act. Nesinas Cholesh Amar Tenu. The bronze, or Nechoshes, is that the individual says, Nesina Schola, the giving of a sick person, come on, that he just says, Tanu, just take it all. Because the person can't enjoy it, he can't appreciate it. So I think that there's a very important integral lesson to be learned over here. It's not how much a person gives, because the Torah already tells us that Echad Amamed, Echad Amarda, Uvavav Sheichad Alivu L'Shamayim. Some people are able to give a lot, some people are able to give, just enough, a little bit. Whatever it is, as long as your heart is in the right place. And this concept is actually found in this week's Parsha, Kol Nadiv Libo, that it has to come from the heart. So I wanted to share with you a thought that I thought about on Friday night when I was singing Yishchayel, and that is, we say, Kapa Parsa Liani V'yadeha Shocha Le'evyon. That Sari Yimeinu, when she gave out provisions to the poor, we all know that Yishchayel was written by Shlomo HaMelech, by Ruach HaKodesh. It's found in Mishlei Perek Lamed Aleph, if you're interested in looking it up there. And this, some say, Chazal bring down that Avraham Avinu said this hesped, which was Esh Hayeshchayel, and we say it every single Friday night to our beloved wives and to our mothers and to the family. And so there's one sentence over that the Medrash Tanchuma brings down, that Kapa Parsiyani V'Yadel Shechla Evyon, that you give, Sari Minu gave a handful to a poor person. Two handfuls she sent away to an Evyon. So now we have to ask ourselves, the difference between an Ani and an Evyon is what? An Ani is somebody who was always poor, but an Evyon is somebody who was once had a very high social status and now was not able to retain that status. And so when it comes to an Ani, a person who was always an Ani, then he's accustomed to receiving a handful. But when it comes to a person who had a higher social status, so you can't just simply give it. You have to send it away by means of a messenger, such that the recipient has no idea where it's coming from. And the recipient, much the same, the recipient has no idea where it emanated from. So you don't know where you're giving it to, and the recipient doesn't have any idea where it's coming from. And that is the highest level of tzedakah. It takes away the strange or the uncomfortable feel of accepting something, because what do we know about ourselves? The Gemara Yevamos Ayin Zayin tells us, we as a people are Rahmanim, Baishanim, and Gomle Chasadim. We are people that are merciful, we are easily embarrassed, and we are filled with acts of kindness. Rahmanim, Baishanim, and Gomle Chasadim. And so this, my friends, I believe, is the secret sauce, or the real secret ingredient to success when it comes to giving funds to different organizations. And Hashem knows that there are so many. And if you look at the Jewish community at large, and you think about all the different chesed organizations that operate in tandem, some of them overlap one another, but many of them operate independently, it really is phenomenal. There's no other population on earth that is as small a number as we are, but yet produces so much on such a tremendous level. And so that's the real bracha. The bracha is Nadiv Libo. That it's the same thing with Kibud Av V'Em. It's not how much food you put on the table, or how many pieces of clothing you buy your parents, or what you do for them. It's how you do it for them. If you do it with a smile, and you do it with a varmkeit, and you do it with your heart, then it is so much more powerful than simply, putting food on the table, walking away, not having a conversation when you really could enjoy a conversation. Because Hashem knows, you know, we're not here forever. We have to really maximize the time that we have with one another. And so when a person does these things from the heart, and as they say, Devarim hayotzim min alev, nechnasim min alev, things that come from the heart enter the other person's heart, then we are successful. And in that chus, we should always be able to give on the gold standard, zeh hanosim bari, with wishes for everyone to remain happy and healthy this week and this year and every year going forward. Wishing you the very best. Have a wonderful night and a successful week.